Oh, I could give a sort of a report of what I discovered with, remember last week we asked for an avatar that when you wore it, it scrunched up into a ball, and I was having trouble uploading. Last week I was having trouble uploading bones that were in different positions, and that was one of the side effects, was the avatar would often scrunch up into a little ball. I was finally able to get everything to work. So I ran a bunch of different tests to try to figure out what was the issue. And I was originally using, I use a very old version of Maya 8.0. And I was using Open Collada to export out, because Open Collada exports out as one Collada 1.4.1, which is a much shorter file size, so it uploads easier and faster and all that kind of stuff. I then tried to use Autodesk's plugin for my 8.0 to create the DAE file, and it still had the same problem. So it's definitely not, and that particular version of the plugin exports out as a 1.4.0. And so I know it's not an issue with the particular Collada format as far as 1.4.0 versus 1.4.1. I then exported out as an FBX instead of a DAE, and I converted it using Autodesk's free standalone program, FBX Converter, which converted it to a 1.4.1, and that finally worked. Everything worked perfectly. Actually, even the old 1.4.0, the bone positions worked fine, but the UVs got off, which was really weird.
Were you able to compare the files?
I didn't compare the files themselves. It was weird. Like, the bone positions would work for 1.4.0, but the UVs got messed up. And the UVs were messed up in the Open Collada as well, and the bone positions were completely off, and that's what caused it to shrink. The only way I could get it to work would be to export out of my very old version of Maya as an FBX file, and then use the FBX converter by Autodesk, the 2013.3 version. And then everything worked fine. I wasn't able to I didn't compare the two files or the three different files next to each other. I just, so it was very weird. I don't know if it was simply an issue with, since I'm using such an old version of Maya and Open Collada plugin is different. There's always slight differences. So, but I can send you the files if you want to compare them.
If you want to file a bug that has links to the different versions of the DAEs and kind of how you got them, we could take a look. Of course, at the stage that we're dealing with it, there may not be a lot we can do about it. It may be that, the plugin is just doing the wrong thing. If there was something really obvious where, the DAE was doing something reasonable and we were misinterpreting it, then it might be, a bug that we could... we could add to our pile, whether or not it got done for Bento. It's something that we could look at the next time we're working on the mesh uploader.
Okay. Yeah, it was really weird in that the same exact exporting it out as rigged, it would mess up the UVs, and then exporting it out as not rigged, the UVs would be messed up as well, but in a slightly different way. So that was really, really bizarre.
Well, that sounds like fun. Yeah, I don't know why that would happen.
Yeah. Oh, and I did want to ask.
Collada is a very complicated format. There's lots of options. There's lots of versions. We handle some amount of it, well enough that we can upload things. But it's certainly, I'm sure there are going to be cases where, there's stuff that we don't handle necessarily.
Right. And I did try different options for the DAE export, you know, and it still did the same thing.